This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We got some big timers on the show today.
We're kind of teeing it up today.
So think about this.
We got a judge.
Ron Metzler, a judge.
Right.
A judge. Dr. Kevin Spencer.
Right.
Worldwide master illusionist. Now Dr. K. I mean, we're out of our league here.
Well, we always are.
We always are.
Hey, Dr. K, you kind of... Two doctors. I mean, you work at a hospital, right?
Yep, I do. Yes.
And you also have your own lane of...
Yeah, just basically a wellness practice to kind of bring more healthy choices for the valley here.
Yeah. Does anyone want to lose weight in New Year's?
They do after New Year's.
I waited until today to weigh myself.
I weighed myself this morning, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It happens usually after a week after New Year's. Most
important. What would be about the average that somebody... I gained about 5.
Yeah, they're usually about during Christmas. I myself usually gain about 7 pounds between like Christmas Eve and New Year's Day with the good food.
Right.
And I mean, I indulge myself. Everybody does. That's the part
Absolutely.
Of fun living. And then after that, then I get focused. I gotta get back in the zone again.
Yep.
So... this elevate life, you know, energize your wellness. What's working? Because the country isn't working.
Yeah.
I mean, you see these maps. It's like with so many were obese, you know, especially 20 years ago, and just keeps getting the darker and darker blue, you know, and it's like, 45 states are obese? It's just crazy. That's probably not the right number. But the country's not getting better yet. You're focused on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the one thing, like the new drugs, the GLP-1s, which are semaglutide, tirzepatide, they work really, really well. Essentially, the reason people are gaining weight right now is two things. One, the processed food is really addicting. People, like, you crave it. I mean, manufacturers spend billions of dollars every year just to study how to get people come back to the same foods over and over again.
Can I just ask quick?
Yeah.
John had brats for breakfast.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it? But it's venison brats.
That's
wild game.
Yeah.
That's my whole new mantra. It's wild game for 25. But this doesn't sound dissimilar from what the tobacco companies did years ago,
essentially,
correct?
That's absolutely correct. I mean, nicotine is very addicting, and that's what tobacco companies did. They studied how to get people addicted, and once you're addicted, they got you.
Right.
I mean, if you look back, everybody has their favorite food, and if you think about it, why is it favorite for you? You crave it, and that's the whole goal. That's how they make their money. And the second part is people will overeat. Food's always there. It's not like back in 1800s anymore. Everybody's food is mostly stocked. And start with unhealthy food, so it's really accessible. So the best way to start losing weight right now is to eat less, and that's what these drugs help you do, is eat less.
Because you're right about it's plentiful. I mean, and it's not that food's not that expensive. Yeah. I mean, people say, and look, I understand inflation and all that, but at the end of the day, I don't know. We talk about going shopping, spending $125 or $150 versus it used to be $80, but. The point is that it's available.
It's available, and dollar. I like to look at dollar per calorie. How much dollars you spend per calorie? It keeps going down and down every single year, mostly because of this manufactured food. It becomes cheaper, and the unhealthy food is the cheap food, right? The healthy food is the organic food, is the expensive food. So when you're money conscious, or if you want to save a few bucks, you can tend to navigate towards the unhealthy food. So that's once again, that's a double whammy against you.
But you know, your focus is on helping people lose weight. That's one of your focuses. Maybe when you talked last time. Then they always say there's not a magic pill, but isn't this kind of close to that?
It is. It is really close. Essentially, the way the drugs work is they keep you full longer. So food kind of sits around your stomach longer. That's one way to put it. And that means you get full longer. And when you're full, you don't have the cravings to eat anymore. So think of like a Thanksgiving meal. So if you're at the end of Thanksgiving meal, even if your favorite pie comes on, you take a double eagle. Do I really want to eat that pie? Do you want to sit down for a little while and digest first? So think of that the same feeling constantly. So essentially, you're full longer, you eat less, and then people tend to lose weight after that. And my goal is to help you navigate that in a safe manner. Because if you eat less, but you eat just nothing but junk food, then you're going to be malnutritioned. Your vitamins are going to go down. That's not a healthy way to lose weight. My job is to help you use the drugs, but also use it in a healthy manner so you stay healthy throughout the whole weight loss process. And then slowly try to put things in place to get you off the medication as well. So I have plenty of patients that successfully got off medications, but it's a long process. It took us a year to get the lifestyle in place, try to figure out how the cravings work, and now they don't use it anymore. So it works really well.
So at Revamp, that's the name of your this organization that helps people with this healthy lifestyle or elevate life, I should say. What is the process? Is it an assessment they go through, or how do you decide? Is everyone eligible for this?
And do you personally, as a doctor, look at a person's body mass or whatever, and say, okay, I don't want you below this number?
Absolutely. So every patient has a one-hour free consultation, and that's with me personally. And then we do a lot of things. We do a full questionnaire looking at the whole lifestyle. Then we can also do 3D body analysis. Essentially, we use a machine called Staiku. It does a 3D measurements of you in 30 seconds, and it can give us exact measurements of your bone density, your muscle mass, and your fat density. It also gives us a calculation on your visceral fat, which is fat around your organs, and subcutaneous fat, which is fat underneath your skin.
Wow.
And then we can monitor that pretty much as frequently as you can make it to my clinic. Some people we monitor every single month, and we can tell you exactly, hey, we're starting to lose more muscle mass than we like, so this is what we're going to do to change that. Or you're on the correct track, you're losing fat, but we're not losing muscle. Let's keep chugging away.
Because that is a fear, but an excuse. I don't know what I'm looking for, but they're like, oh, you're losing muscle, and you don't want to lose
and
muscle.
And you can tell when a person has lost muscle instead of fat. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Some people don't look healthy.
Yeah. That's because they have the volume loss in the face too. And the biggest one is also your skin. When your vitamins and minerals go down, your skin just looks not healthy. You know when someone's skin doesn't look great.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we keep track of all of that. We can even supplement it as we need to with just trace minerals. So we keep, my goal is to help you lose weight, get to a healthy weight, but do it in a healthy manner and keep the weight off. It's a lifelong process. It's not going to happen in 3 months. But my goal is to get you to the point where you don't have, you can do it.
Okay, good. Because I'm not going to put you on the medical profession.
Yeah.
But you know what is a crock?
Yeah.
The BMI.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a total crock, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we don't really use BMI. We look at the actual muscle fat percentage in your body.
Good.
Which is different than BMI, because if you're really muscular and you're short, your BMI is going to be high, which is, once again, not the greatest
thing.
Thank
you. Oh, good. Yeah. Thank you. So, that's what's wrong with me.
John,
we
don't
have
to get taller. Sure, John. Yeah, that's sure. You're the doctor.
It's because of my thighs.
So you put people on a prescription, a drug that, that will help them, like you said, maybe eat less or not be as craving food. What about the walk, the exercise portion? Is that something you recommend? Or
I do. I think exercise is a very critical part of it. And then I also, if you're in the valley, I have a lot of contacts with the personal trainers in the area and exercise facilities in the area. And based on what you like and your personality, I try to match you up with the personal trainer that will work, mesh with you really well. It's like a warm handoff. I really pick up the phone and say, hey, Melissa, I have a patient here that I think would be a good fit for you as a personal trainer. Why don't you meet and see what you can do? And most of the time, they do give us steep discounts for the initial consultation for my patients as well. So we do try to make deals that way so everybody saves money and kind of get into a healthy health again.
So obesity is a huge problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, like, we look at knees, hips, all that stuff, isn't it?
Yeah,
all
obesity is a huge. I think it's an epidemic now.
It is.
And then when you're obese, you're at higher risk for heart disease, strokes, even higher risk for cancer. You're at risk of dying like 10 years younger. So my question when I tell my patients is, if I can give you 5 years, 10 years at the back end of your life to spend with your family, what would you give me? Essentially, like, what would you pay for that. And then everybody will say, all right, I'm in. Let's get the process started. So it's really looking at the long term. And obesity has so many kind of complications. You end up with knee replacements, hip replacements, arthritis, inflammatory disease.
Cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that was never talked about before.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden, two things. And I want to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Two things. Where is it the Surgeon General wants stricter things on alcohol, that's got to be considered a carcinogenic?
It is. Alcohol is a carcinogenic. Alcohol is a poison. When you drink alcohol, every single cell in your body gets hit with poison. Of course, I always say, enjoy life in moderation. If you can't have any pleasures in life, there's no point in living, but everything's in moderation.
So that's why they said in the Westerns, pick your poison.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, your drug, though, that you use, or your pill, whatever you want to call it, does that, I mean, obviously it makes people not hungry. What about people that like to have cocktails? Does it take away that urge for that?
Yeah, so it cuts down on the cravings.
Okay.
So people that, actually a lot of people that used to drink every single day, now they enjoy it over the weekend, so it's more moderated.
Okay.
So it really cuts down the cravings. They don't have the craving to drink anymore. And even when they overdrink, they just don't feel good because they just feel like stuff just sits there. They get nauseous. So over time, they realize, you know what? That nauseous feeling is not worth it anymore. I just don't feel great. I don't get any pleasure. So now they just do it socially. So that helps. And I have some people that actually quit smoking because they don't have the craving to smoke anymore. So they've completely stopped smoking, which is phenomenal.
Okay, so let me just say something, though, because I remember reading the one big thing. And it was about how cravings are your body's way of saving you from starvation. That's the old theory, right? That's what, if you didn't have it, you would die. But it gotten to the point where, and part of it was talking about the media, they have done such a wonderful job of presenting their foods in commercials. And in the old days when you'd go to the drive-in and have that unbelievably looking hot dog. And
that's still going on.
They've done such a job mentally to make you think you got to have that, haven't they?
Yeah, so cravings are actually from dopamine release. So dopamine is a chemical that gives you pleasure in your brain. So anything that's pleasurable will release dopamine, and food is one of the most pleasurable things. It's more pleasurable than sex for a lot of people. So that's what gets you the cravings.
Well, let's not get carried away.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, easy. Jesus.
I don't know about you. I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
Give me that cheeseburger. See you, honey. I want a cheeseburger.
Hey, Doc, you know what I'm talking about?
So, Doc, revamp. You've got locations people come to, and you give them this service. I want to
talk about
how people can get engaged.
Absolutely.
About how you're going to change our lives.
Absolutely.
Right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You know, I feel bad when we have guests like this. You know why? Because he thinks we're going to toss him some questions while we're live on the air. When we go to break, we just bombard people.
We get all that personal
advice.
Right,
free advice. Just bombard. Yeah. Okay, let me ask you this.
Do you think I'm obese? Do you think I'm obese? What do I got to do?
But Dr. K, revamp, HRT, new location, healthy new year we're talking about. This is right up our alley.
It really is, and I just want to talk about people that I think a lot of people make New Year's resolutions, and I was reading the majority of them is to be healthier.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
It's number one, like every year after year.
Absolutely.
I was telling Johnny that 1 year, and the second one was to spend more time with family, and the third resolution, most popular, was to get financially stable. And then they did it again a year later, and the number one was to be healthy. Number two was financial. The family moved out.
I guess who did they talk to?
Yeah. It's like, this didn't work too
well. Did the family move out of the house completely?
top three, though.
Yeah, it is.
They're in the top three.
But I was going to say, consistently, number one is to be healthier. And this wasn't around 5 years ago.
No, I think now people are actually getting more health conscious as well. As I said, I think New Year's resolution has always been first is take care of yourself, which is always get healthy, but life gets in the way. But I think there's also more options that work really well right now as well. 10 years ago, I mean, you only had a few options if you needed to do medication-wise. And after that, people blamed you if you were obese. Now the shift, people have shifted the thought process. Now it's not, you know, the way I approach my patients, it's not your fault. Let's just get you the tools that you need to get you where you want to go. We're always looking to the future. We're not going to look at the past. I think people are just more conscious, especially on social media, and they realize that they want to get healthy.
And I don't know how much that costs, but I mean, come on, 10 more years, not a new knee, not a new hip. I mean, right, losing weight is important, but I don't think people really understand the long-term benefits.
Benefit, yeah, exactly. And then, I mean, if you get a heart attack, if you had to get a stent placed, how much is that going to cost you? If you have high blood pressure, have a stroke, how much is that going to cost you long-term if you can't move your right side or left side? So for us, I'd be happy to talk about the prices. So for us, it's $300 a month, flat fee, essentially, to get this whole package deal. And then we kind of follow you very closely. And, you know, as I said, it's not always a lifelong. Some people may need it for life, but most people, if we do exactly the plan we set out forward, we can slowly titrate off as well. So once we get you goal weight, we kind of go backwards to see what we can do to get you off the medication.
Obviously, you're a smart guy. You have a practice, but you also do telehealth, which is a secured way of somebody if they can't.
Yeah, we got to hear from somebody in Madison, a friend of ours in Madison. Do you have a location in Madison?
Yeah, so since I don't have a location in Madison, if people can make telehealth appointments on my website, it's revamphrt.com. And then it's just like a Zoom call. We sit down. We still have a conversation. We still do everything. There is no compromise of care. And the medication gets shipped to your house directly. And then we talk very frequently, either through text or phone calls, pretty much every week or every other week to keep track of where things are going. So you don't have to come to my locations. I make it very convenient.
You know, I got to say one thing, though, too, to go along with this. I've had high blood pressure for years and years. Yeah. I'm on meds and whatever, but it never really went down. I walked a bunch this summer, okay? That got my blood pressure. Like, even I got the home thing that's just, I always write it down. Yeah. Okay, my doctor says write down. I used to be like 175 over like 94.
Oh, that's high. Yeah, that's not good.
Super high.
Yeah.
Yesterday, 120 over 77.
That's phenomenal.
Wow.
From walking.
Yeah.
Honest to God.
That is great.
Walking.
Just a little bit. I'll recommend patients, you know, best time to walk is after you have a meal. You have a meal, walk just 30 minutes. Just make a slow, leisurely walk with the family or during lunch at work. And that will drop down your blood sugar and will also drop down your blood pressure. That's the best time to get walking.
I mean, I had to do a little bit of eye surgery a couple of years ago for a thing. And
totally cosmetic because he's on TV. But anyway,
well,
go ahead, John.
Not really, kind of. Yeah, no. But anyway, they won't even let me. They won't even discharge me because my
blood pressure
was so high.
Yeah.
They couldn't release me.
Yeah, that's not good. No. That's not a good spot to be in.
Not a good spot at all. No.
But I just want to get back. And I remember the Surgeon General just said if he could give out one prescription, it would be to walk 30 minutes a day.
Yeah, exactly.
If he could in a bottle, that's the one. But, I mean, I want to get back to if it's $300 a month or even if it's $400, you can save that on food pretty quick.
Exactly.
I mean, that's, you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to eat less, and food's expensive, we talk about
that. So $100 every trip.
Right.
Yep. Exactly. And then I think we kind of talked a little bit about it off topic as well. Like if your BMI is high, your insurance costs are high depending on which insurance you have.
Right.
And a lot of people now have high premiums. So think about how much money you're spending on just blood pressure medication or a chronic medication. So think of all the other costs where you save money. And you now you also get a healthy lifestyle for long term.
I mean, I almost think, why isn't everybody... Of course, why aren't I at your door?
Right? Yeah, why are you two showing up?
He will be.
No, I think this is great that you know, and what's your specialty? Are you a surgeon?
Yeah, no. So I'm an emergency medicine physician. Okay. That's my training. And I still work as a full-time ER doc. This is more of a passion project and a side project to see what I can do. Because I realized in the Valley, there are not very many programs like mine set up, so I decided to kind of venture a little bit, but I still work full-time as a ER doctor.
Wow. Let me ask you this quick question, switching things here a little bit. Emergency doctor, give us some advice. Don't do this, because I don't want to see you in the ER.
Yeah, always wear a helmet. That's the one of the biggest things. When you're riding bicycles, when you're riding motorcycles, anything that you're doing risky activity like skiing, please, please wear a helmet. The worst thing that can happen is a concussion that can be a lifelong damage or brain bleed that can, once again, that we call the hemorrhagic stroke sometimes. So please, please always wear a helmet. That's the best thing you can do. And don't drink and drive. Please don't drink and drive. I see so many car accidents drinking and driving, and it changes your life, your family's life. It's absolutely devastating.
Wow. Good stuff.
But that helmet thing, I remember I had a doctor like you when my kids were younger, and she broke her arm skateboarding, but she was wearing a helmet, and he's like, hey, I can fix arms.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
just, I can't always fix brains. So,
exactly.
You know, I thought that was like, and she's like, okay. But yeah, it's awkward. It maybe can be, but no, helmets are cool right now. Yeah. I mean, it's not like.
I mean, get some cool helmets. They're back in style.
They are, right?
Yeah.
This is really great stuff.
You're a good
really
doctor. I mean, you care about the people.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah. And that's the whole goal, is to change people's lives.
I read this thing with a doctor, one of those internet things, but it said three things. The one I remember most, number one, they tells parents, never let your kids jump into water that they don't know the depth.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Especially diving head first. Ugh. I've seen some neck fractures that paralyzed kids for life. So please don't dive head first unless you know exactly where how deep it is and what's
in the
bottom.
In the meantime, we're going to lose some weight.
Absolutely.
We're going to come and see you, revamp. And we're going to put this on our Facebook. And I just want to thank you for what you're doing. I think you're really going to change people's
awesome.
Lives.
Awesome.
You've got a great attitude.
I've both up there.
I think you're extending life. Hey, you know, he could have said, you guys don't need it. And he didn't say that.
I tell the truth.
And he doesn't invite
I hate doctors who tell the truth. Lie to me. Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Dr. K, fantastic having him
Was
in
fun?
Here. Phenomenal. Great, great guest today. But none to
continues.
Be unsurpassed by Laura Wiegert, Fox City's Chamber of Commerce. Okay.
That's Dr. Laura Wiegert.
Yeah. So she's a lying whatever, okay? You could tell she's from Michigan.
National? No.
I asked her what happened to her ankle. She got the big thing. She goes, crazy story. I went on an African safari, and there's this baby.
Ubers for elephants.
This baby. Ubers for elephants. There's this baby elephant in the ditch, and I was trying to rescue him, and he fell over and he snapped. I go, seriously? No, I fell down the steps of my brother's bar.
Not a bar.
You said a bar.
I said a barn.
Oh, barn. I think you said bar.
No.
All right. Okay.
I was completely sober, for the record.
Got it. All right. How you doing?
Good. Good. How are you guys?
Good. You know, we're really excited because we are now on a radio station in Appleton.
I heard Todd shared that. That is
we
exciting
are
news.
We are excited about that.
And you've got it going on in the Fox Cities. It's just...
We brag about you guys a lot.
We do.
Aw, that's so sweet. Thanks, guys.
And we even had the Chamber on from Green Bay, and we were bragging about you.
Ooh, how did that go over?
Just telling them we're friends. So, no, you guys... And it's amazing what Chambers can do and should do, quite honestly, for their communities. You know, I was looking at some stats you sent over that, you know, 81% of the U.S. adults agree that their local chambers, it's the trusted entity.
Yep.
And the chamber has good people, normally, right, that get appointed or not really. That's not an elected thing. But your job is the business climate of the community, right?
Well, so there's a saying in the chamber world, if you know one chamber, you know one chamber. Because every chamber is different. Like Green Bay and ourselves, we're more focused on economic development, the economy, driving jobs and business, right? But there's a chamber, I don't remember what state, Florida, they own a steakhouse as a form of revenue. Some chambers just do tourism. Some only do, you know, events. So I think the commonality is driving the economy for anyone, whether it's through tourism or through, you know, we work like with talent retention and attraction, a lot of businesses.
Right.
So that's cool stuff.
The chamber is funded through.
For us, there's three primary sources.
And I just want to say that you are the number one chamber in the United States. So I want to kind of get to what's the model that's working.
And that's been documented because we are National Chamber of the Year.
That's incredible.
That's why you're here.
I mean, how many chambers are there in the United States? Thousands and thousands.
Yeah, I don't even know that
every community.
Yeah. I mean, there's 50 states. There's got to be 20 in each state.
Yeah, all that.
At least.
At least.
So membership dues are part of it. And we have economic investors. That's part of it. And then we have our events and our sponsorships. And it's like a third is where our funding comes. That's why all of our events like Oktoberfest are so important. They help us continue to serve the community.
With the focus of economic development, I just think that's really important. And I think there's a lot of important things to do in any community. But you got to create jobs and tax base. That's how this country got started, and that's why it continues to be successful.
Exactly.
What are some of the things that, why do you think, besides you, why do you think you received the National Chamber Award?
I think the biggest driver was our Connect Free program, and I know we've talked about this on the show in the past, and that is our free membership level, F-R-E-E, $0, for any small business who qualifies, and that's if you have 5 or fewer employees, a nonprofit with 10 or fewer, and any restaurant. Because we wanted to help them coming out of COVID. We were one of the first in the nation to do a program like this. And that is, it's innovative, it's groundbreaking, and it supports the small businesses who are the backbone of our economy.
And we've had several from the Fox Cities. They're startup type things. And, you know, where it's real fragile, you're going to make it or not. And boy, they have. And I think part of the networking they've done through you has really helped them. They're the ones that have said that.
Great. And if they're not a member, tell them to join.
Okay. But I want to talk a little bit more about the benefits of joining a chamber. And everybody's busy. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially an entrepreneur. It's like, you know, you're never home. Well, it's because I'm working. And then you say, really, I'm going to join the chamber? Just talk about the benefits, especially like Johnny just said, the networking.
Oh, yes. We survey our members regularly, and that is the number one thing is networking. In fact, when we did a brand study a few years back and rebranded, that's how we came up with our tagline, Connect, Grow, Lead, because those are the reasons why people join the chamber. They want to connect, they want to grow their business, and they want to be a leader in the business community. So we offer a lot of networking opportunities, from free to some of our paid events, like our Celebrate annual dinner coming up.
Which is really cool. I've been to it. That's quite the event.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
About 3 years. It was the first one you had after COVID.
Oh.
Type of thing.
Is that when Dan Nevins was speaking, the veteran?
Yes.
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 Awesome.
What an interesting guy.
Oh, my God.
If you have a contact for him, please let me know. Severely wounded veteran, and he gave such a speech. It was fantastic. Please, if you can get me a contact.
I will. And you know, it's fine now, but when he spoke, he actually had just been diagnosed with cancer when he spoke for us.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, we didn't either. He didn't tell us till after the fact. And now I understand he's recovered and doing fine, but just a great, great guy with a great story.
Wow.
And we had Dick Morris.
Who's Dick Morris?
Well,
were those crickets I just heard?
Dick Morris.
Dick Morris.
The guy that wanted to take Hillary Clinton down. He got caught. Whatever. Anyway,
let's go back to your wounded veteran who spoke.
I know. I will tell you about that. I'll tell you about it at the break. Yeah,
thank you, Ted.
Back it up here, folks.
Clear the area. Get out of the way.
Yeah,
coming through.
I don't know if that was the same time.
Coming through.
No, I just tell you, and I used to go to all those things too. But the guy who took out Osama bin Laden was here too. Remember?
Oh,
that?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be Tim cool.
Tim McPhee.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that was cool.
Anyway,
the chamber, the networking, people who are starting businesses, you're focused on money and sales, but that networking is critical just to even lead you to another vendor or to a potential customer, obviously. Absolutely.
It's about relationships. You know that. It's not about, you know, the product. I mean, the product is, I think that's a given. But it's the people, it's the service that you receive, and that comes from building relationships and networking.
You know what you guys do, though, too, and we talk about this a lot. In fact, we had somebody on just the other day. Oh, the group we had on the other day, the bluegrass group, mm-hmm. and they talk about the Mile of Music. Mm. You guys have developed, you guys have come up with some niches there that are, it's like people not only want to be a part of, but they have to try really hard to be a part of. It's, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not just a gimme, you got to earn it and whatever, and that makes being a part of that much more special.
Yep. We get that with Oktoberfest, where bands want to be there. And it's like, we have a selection process, you know, talk to the guy running that area, blah, blah, blah.
Right. That's what I mean.
I have to tell you one networking story quickly. We're in the chamber, met somebody else that knew a little bit about paper, not a lot. We were paper converters. That's what we did. We made disposable beauty and barber products and some industrial wipes. So he came over.
Did your husband ever get a haircut up in Ishpeming where they put that little piece of like toilet paper around his neck?
It's not toilet paper. It was wet strength.
My husband's from Valders.
Okay.
I think he'd be offended if you called him a Ooper.
Sorry.
But in Valders, he used that. They put that.
Did they?
No, it's a state law. They have to. Anyway.
He got paid for every time one of those was used.
I did. But no, I will tell you my
story. Though,
but this is a better story. So I was at the chamber, met this guy. He goes, "Hey, you're in paper conference." Yeah, my brother and I got this business going. I was like, "Well, it's good." Anyway, he goes, "Can I come over take a tour?" So he came over, and I trusted him, and he took a tour. He got into paper converting a different product line, which is fine. There's a lot of that. Private jet. I said to my brother, "What the hell did we do wrong?"
Wow.
We did okay. He did great. Anyway, I just think I'll give credit to the networking for him and for me. I mean, he's a friend of mine, but. Anyway, there's a lot of opportunities once you join the chamber to meet other people and confirm that you're doing the right thing or maybe...
Well, exactly. Well, and even the other thing we started offering with Connect Free Now last year is health insurance because you know how expensive it can be for a small business. So we have a new plan with Network Health that is for businesses from 2 to 99 employees, and they get a 5% premium discount, 3 months free administrative credit, and a whole bunch of other perks. So it is a really cost-effective plan. So those are the other things that a chamber can do as well. It's not just like the networking and the gathering, but it's the resources and the tools and the connections.
That's awesome.
Get Dr. K. They give him free.
Exactly.
Oh, that would bring him in.
I mean, right? Right. Yeah. I just think that you talk about those opportunities. I want to talk a little bit more about the events that you have. And I've, like Johnny, I've been to some of those. I mean, you bring in great speakers, and that Oktoberfest thing is you actually engage the participant and their employees, but the families too.
Yeah, I mean, Oktoberfest, it's not, people think, oh, it's a big drinking party. No, it's not.
Right.
A big chunk, we have a huge family fun area that has kids just packed all day long. We have 180 craft vendors lining half of College Avenue. There's only a section of it that is music and drinking. And honestly, when we looked at our numbers this year, the beer consumption went down. Our attendance numbers were up.
I'm sorry we weren't there. We missed this year. No, go ahead. What I want to underscore how entrepreneurs work really, really hard. I mean, everything from painting the bathrooms, besides the product they have, and all the sales calls, and to join the chamber is going to keep you. You won't feel guilty. You're still kind of doing business, but you're having more fun.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. That is perfect.
You know, one of the things though too with your area there, and then when you talk about Fox Cities. I mean, obviously, in Green Bay, we've got that, too. We've got the De Piers, we've got the Ashwaubenons, we've got the Bellevues, and we've got the Swamikos, and, you know, for Northeast Wisconsin, whatever. Thing. But each one of your, and having lived there and worked there, each one has such pride in itself, but yet there doesn't seem to be the competition amongst these other communities that maybe we've had here a little bit, Jim, with the city and some other areas. You know what I'm saying? What? It seems like you guys have that good hometown pride, but you're okay working with the whole bunch. You play well with others. That's what I'm saying.
It's all for the greater good, right? You got to work together. Right, Jim?
And that's not a natural.
Hey, we tried.
Hey, I have questions for you guys.
Yeah, I got some for you, too. Todd, do we have anything to give away? Any prize packages?
Yeah, I mean, how are you going to do this?
Because I'm going to throw out some high schools for her. We need somebody who wants to play. Who wants to play? And I'm going to give her a quiz on something UP related, and that person will win if she gets it wrong.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah.
We will play that second.
Yes.
We'll do her questions first.
All right.
Okay.
I'm sure hers are a lot more.
That'll give people a chance. That'll give people a chance to text in.
Text in.
They actually are more relevant.
Well, okay.
Here we go.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Here we go.
And these are questions from the survey.
Okay.
So, true or false? Chambers are a government agency.
False.
what percentage of respondents said they are more likely to purchase from a business that is a chamber member? 70, 64, 53, or 41?
64.
Oh, good job.
Thank you.
1-1 right now.
True or false? Chambers are affiliated with a political party.
False.
Okay.
I think Jim got that one.
Oh,
2-1.
Yeah, totally, I did.
Okay. How many members does the Fox Cities Chamber have?
Ooh.
1,220, 984, 1624, or 1745?
1624.
My God, how'd you guys know that?
Because it's usually it's not the top one, it's usually the second one. We get a lot of multiple guest tests. That's how we.
That's okay. Why I got 20. That's why I got try 23 in my ACT.
I got 22. I went with a higher one.
Okay, how many of those are small businesses at the Connect Free level?
90%.
765, 899, 350, or 498?
498.
Nope. Ah.
Where do they get? I'll take the highest one. I'll take the highest one.
No.
Oh.
It was 765. Nearly 50% of our membership is Connect Free. Small businesses.
Nice.
All right. John, yeah. How many Youpers work at the Fox Cities Chamber?
Two that I know
of. Yes,
nice job.
Nice. Okay, so right. First person to text with us, what do they got, prize package?
We got tickets to go see American English.
They're a good
band.
The Beatles thing.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So let's
great.
Do this. We'll okay. go to a break,
all right.
And then we'll come back and play the contest with Laura.
Okay, it's high school mascots from the UP.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Here he is. Somebody's going to that show for free. All right. Hey, everything else going good for you guys?
They are. They're going great.
Outstanding.
It's going to be a great year.
Quick break. Yeah. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, we're ready to rock?
We are.
Here we go. Okay, mine's on you. Ready?
So just to set it up again. So
yes.
Johnny, of course, grew up in the UP.
As did.
Right. And
Laura.
He is going to quiz you on some of the mascots of your hometown.
We probably grew up. How many miles? Where did you live in Ishpeming? Which part of town?
By the high school.
Oh, right down in high school.
A couple blocks away from, by the hospital, closer to the hospital.
By the brownstone?
Yeah, not far from there.
My Uncle Nacho used to work at the brownstone.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, here we go. High school mascots.
My memory's bad. I'm just setting the stage right here.
Okay, we'll throw you an easy one first of all, okay?
Okay.
Sault Ste. Marie.
That's easy.
You guys used to play them. They're in the conference.
We didn't. We never played Sault Ste. Marie.
You didn't?
No.
All right, we did. Blue Devils.
Never would have got that.
Houghton.
Oh, my God.
Why would they say Blue Devils? It's the Red Devils. What devils are blue? Do you ever see a Blue Devil?
The ones that are cold.
Okay. That's true up there.
That is a very good point.
Thank you.
I understand it now.
Okay,
thank you.
Gwyn.
No, Kingsford Clivers. Gwyn. Holy crap, is my memory bad. I don't know. Is someone going to win
something?
Model Towners, that's it. Okay.
What?
Waters Meat.
Nimrods.
Very good. Houghton.
Houghton.
Their school.
Gremlins.
Oh.
The Gremlins.
God, those are unbelievable. And Nimrods,
okay, I'm throwing
Gremlins.
This. Yeah.
Those are like, what are you, picking on them?
No.
That's nothing to be proud of.
Williams,
Nimrods.
Nimrod is a Norse god, actually. It has a very good backstory.
It's the god of
it.
Hunting.
Yes.
Okay, one last one.
Why do they say you're Nimrod? Did you ever?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hey, ESPN did a story on the Waters Meet Nimrods years ago.
They did a whole series?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Jim, apparently that's a touchy subject.
Yeah,
did you get called that a lot in school, Jim?
Wow. I'm very sensitive.
The Nimrod?
I would not. See, we're Jets.
Give me the Nimrod.
Nah, man. We were the Jets. Fly high.
Ooh. Ironwood.
Can't you do anything?
Red Devils.
Ishpeming. The Red Devils.
Like East.
Westwood.
Patriots.
Wow.
Ishpeming Hematites. Wow. Nagani Miners. Kingsford Flivers.
Marquette. Do you know what Marquette?
Redmond. No. Was the Redmond, but what is it now?
Sentinels.
Oh, that's stupid.
I know.
Okay. And then who is the one?
Manistique Emeralds.
Escanaba Eskimos.
Very good.
Yeah, I know.
All right. You're coming back.
Thank you.
Calumet.
Oh, I should know that one. That's where my brother lives up there.
Copper Kings.
Ooh.
Huh? Okay.
Lake Linden, he was the superintendent at Lake Linden School District.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
So that was it. Lake Linden,
I don't know that one. No.
Lakes? Hey. I think it's the lakes.
Hey, you want to have a good time? Have two Youpers sit together.
Yeah, well, I'm sensing that.
Two Youpers went into a bar.
Let's see. I'm almost done with my solitary game here.
Hey, you know what's funny? I ran into a guy from Ishpeming. At Jim and I were doing a bartending thing. And a guy was there from Ishpeming.
Oh, how fun. Yes. Okay.
And I said, he said, hey, you ever go to the bars in Ishpeming where I'm from? I said, Thursday nights, going to the Roosevelt, it was jumbo night. Where they'd give you a 40 for $5, a big 40. And it was also Women's Pool League night.
Ooh.
So you'd have some tough broads drinking 40-ouncers. Yeah. And the Roosevelt.
Wow.
Remember that one?
I remember.
That was Gagliardi's place, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Giggs Gagliardi.
Oh, my God. That
reminds me. With driving around on Mother's Day, and there was a marquee in front of, like, a bar. We weren't up there, but it was, like, free shots for mom. You know what I mean? That's like his.
Absolutely.
I would have loved that gift.
The 40-ounce and free pool. Wow.
Absolutely.
Anyway, hey, the Chamber. Look, you've been around for 150 years. Nothing. That's unbelievable. I mean, 150 years is. Your city's probably only 100, what, 80?
Yeah, it's not much beyond that.
No. Yep. That's cool that the Chamber's there. The people who serve on the Chamber board, how does one get involved in wanting to be on the board or be a leader?
So we have people who ask to be on the board. I feel it's a very prestigious thing, and we want people.
I would say most boards, people ask to be on the board. So, I mean, that's not uncommon, especially something like the Packer board or the Chamber board.
Right, something big like that. But honestly, we want diversity and representation, and I'm not. Yes, in, say, color of your skin, but we need it across all industries. We want to make sure there's, you know, Nina, Menasha, you know, Kimberly, Appleton. So we want community. We want age group. You know, back in the day, we've talked about this last time I was on the show. It was all men, and it was all a bunch of old white men. You know, we don't want that. We want age represent. We want Pulse Young Professionals on there, which is like 40 and under. And we have that. And so we have a matrix that we use to determine our areas of need and community leaders as well. People who aren't just going to sit there and show up and not make an impact. So you have to want to make an impact.
I think you make a good point with diversity, geographical diversity. You also want economic diversity. Yep. I mean, somebody who kind of grew up maybe third generation wealth is not the same person as starting a sub shop on Main Street. You know what I mean? And you need to get both of them to say, look, we can work together and we're all in this.
Yeah.
So I think that's great that you.
And they bring different perspectives too.
Do they? You know? Yeah. I mean,
like
they really
do. You know, like a Myron Construction has a different perspective than Nutritional Healing, which is great. We need that. We don't want to just have, you know, blinders on when
I hope my good friends, Wild Goose Store is still going well on College Avenue.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that's Massey. Yeah.
Kim, he was up
Kim and Aiden. Good people.
Yeah. What is Kim up to these days?
Works for an organization, helps veterans get jobs.
Oh, good for her.
Perfect job for her.
It is.
But it's a really cool
awesome.
Store selling vintage clothes.
I haven't been in there yet.
Oh, it's awesome. You got to stop it. By the way, when you said men, men, was that from the old song?
There's men
above and men below and some down in the galley. Butch and Bill and Mike and Spike and one guy we call.
No.
You don't remember that?
He sang
right on key. That was good, John.
So there's two people at the Chamber that are youpers?
Yes.
So it's you and?
And our CEO, Becky.
So would Becky come in and do a contest with you on youper trivia?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Let's be honest. She's from the city. She's from the big city.
Yeah,
she
like lived Gladstone,
she lived in Escanaba.
Yep.
To us, that was a city.
I'll ask her.
Hey, Laura Wiegert, Fox Valley,
congrats.
Fox Cities, Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for coming in. Thanks for all the great things you do for our community.
Well, thank
and
you.
We are really proud to be on the station in Appleton. We are very happy about that.
Yep, Todd said he's going to join the Chamber.
You got it.
Nice. All right, we're out of time. Woo! Fun show. Fantastic guest. Back in tomorrow morning, Mind of the Mayor. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.